Democrats are gathering in Middleton for the state Democratic Party convention this weekend. It could be an interesting cap to a week of proposals, charges, and countercharges in the races for governor and U.S. Senate. Joining me now to talk about the week are WPR political reporter Sean Johnson and Milwaukee reporter Chuck Kornbuck. Sean, to you first. What do Democrats have to show or settle at this weekend's convention?
Well, in terms of choosing candidates, they don't have to settle much there. They know that Tom Barrett is going to be the Democratic candidate for governor and Russ Feingold is going to be the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. But this weekend does give the party a chance to sort of get everybody on the same page and try to generate some enthusiasm among the party activists who have to go out and knock on doors and raise money for this November's campaign.
Now, Chuck, Tom Barrett this week said that he wanted to put Madison on a diet, a spending diet. You're outside Madison. Talk about the potential appeal of that angle of Barrett's.
For the first time in a lot of years, there's this combination of no incumbent or no Madison-based candidate in the governor's race. The politicians from southeastern Wisconsin, Barrett, Scott Walker, and Mark Newman, see that Dane County's unemployment rate remains one of the lowest in the state and say Madison hasn't felt the pain that other regions have. So expect more criticism of Madison, somewhat even from Barrett. By the way, Scott Walker's talking about reforming, quote-unquote, wages and benefits of state employees.
Sean, whoever's sworn in as governor next year is going to face a huge budget deficit. Does Barrett's plan take care of that?
No, and he admits as much, too. He did when he announced the plan this week. His estimate is that if it were all enacted, it would save the state $1.1 billion a year. That falls short of the overall structural deficit any governor is going to have to face next year. It's an interesting mix between some pretty substantive ideas. For example, one that would have all state, local, and technical college employees band together in one huge bargaining pool to drive down prescription drug costs. That could save the state a lot of money, but it's not the kind of thing you're going to see in a 30-second ad. In fact, Barrett's out with his first TV ad on this proposal this week. He highlighted a proposal to eliminate some boards and commissions. He doesn't even know, if you look at the details of the plan, if that's going to save any money. Also, he talked about getting rid of Cadillac health care for convicted felons. That would only save the state less than $10 million a year. So it's sort of the difference between actually crafting a budget and the message that you have on the campaign trail.
Meanwhile, the Republican candidates for governor, they continue to battle with each other. What's new in this whole debate over concealed carry?
Well, I mean, Mark Newman really went after Scott Walker on Walker's concealed carry record this week. He keyed in on a couple of votes that Walker took when he was in the legislature against concealed carry bills. Walker says that it's a non-issue. He supports concealed carry. The first vote against concealed carry was procedural. The other one, he was voting against it because it was brought up at 4 a.m. and he thought it was the wrong time of day to be debating such a big bill.
And Chuck, Walker just spoke to the press club in Milwaukee today. What did he have to say about Newman's campaign?
He said repeatedly today that he only talks about Newman when reporters ask him. So naturally, reporters asked him several questions about Newman. And Walker claimed that Newman's listening to his advisors from Washington when launching attacks and that Walker is 20 points ahead, according to Walker's polling, that Newman has criticized, by the way.
And briefly, what of the U.S. Senate race? What are the major developments there?
Well, I think one of the biggest was Feingold's vote against a Republican plan to stop the EPA from regulating greenhouse gases. That plan failed, by the way. That's part of a bigger debate reigniting on energy, climate change, the Gulf oil spill, and the oil industry, with Republicans contending Democrats are hurting business, Democrats saying Republicans like Ron Johnson support big oil.